Okay, so what I want to do, I think now until Pesach, is talk a little bit about the uniqueness of Korban Pesach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like any of the others, but it's kind of like a shlach. Yeah.
Okay, good. So specifically what I want to talk about, and we'll see how far we get in this, is the centrality of Achila in Korban Pesach. And we already talked about, at the beginning, if you remember, the sense that Korban Pesach is unique in the in its intense designation, right? Such that, like Chatas and Pesach, right? If it's brought Shalom, right? Without, right? Shalom Lishma, it's, there is no Olo Lubailim, right? Lo Olo Lubailim Shem Chova, right? Either it's good or it's not, right? Meaning it's so defined. Now the Gemara though has this line, and this is where everything begins, is the Mishnah in Tzachim tells you the following, that the halacha is that when you bring a Pesach b'tuma, right, meaning if Rov, the halacha is that
if Rov
Klal Yisrael is tumah tumas meis, so then you bring the Korban Pesach b'tuma. But now, theoretically, you had two options in front of you, which was either you could bring the Korban Pesach and not eat it, right, just bring it,
right,
or bring it and eat it. So why do you eat it? Right, because remember, there's an isser of eating Bisar Kodshem Bituma.
Oh, okay, no, okay.
Yes, that is an isser Kares.
No.
So why do we tell you to eat it? Yeah. So the Mishnah has this very suggestive line, which is, Sheha Pesach, Sheba Bituma, Nechal Bituma, Shloba Mitchiloso, Elola Achila. Right, this is one of those. Right, because it is defined, unlike other kabbalot, by its achila. Right, and Rashi comments, "Shekh tisha nitzdava ikur pesach laachila nitzdava dechsev lefi achlo." Said it was commanded for achila, and therefore, halacha one that already highlights this is that despite the fact that theoretically one could have gotten away, right, could have been yotze with the Korban Pesach even if he didn't need it and therefore just bring it bituma, well, you wouldn't have to bring Pesach Sheni if a Korban Pesach is brought on your behalf, right? You don't have to bring Pesach Sheni, whether or not you're yotze, but you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. You're yotze enough that you don't bring Pesach Sheni, but we.
So what does that mean on your behalf? Like you're part of Hamura?
What? Well, it could go in different ways, right? I mean, there are obviously different shitot, but right here you're bringing, you know, it's all of Klal Yisrael Stame, so whatever the case is going to be, right? It could be Rabbi Yonatan Shita, you only bring one carbon for everybody, right? Whatever it is. But Shalom Chazo Elabachila tells you that in this case, not only is the heter of Tuma Birabim going to allow you to bring the carbon, it's going to allow you to eat the carbon. So now this, right, Eliyahu Silverman put together a very nice article where he just collected all the implications that this has in Hilchos Korban Pesach. Psachim the Kol Gavoa, the Kachim part of it. And this is something that is discussed extensively by the Rishonim and the Achronim. So we're going to go through some of them to understand the centrality of the Achila. I think what I'll do, the famous one that everyone likes doing, I guess I'll make a source and we'll do it inside next week, is the question of how much do you have to eat in Korban Pesach, umat, how much do you have to eat in a regular Korban, right?
So the conversation could be eaten by more.
Ah, but that's not the question. Meaning, how much do you have to eat? Not how much. How much does we eat tin? But how much do you have to eat? Right?
Not part of chabur, and they finish it.
And you don't eat anything when you don't say.
Or whatever. I mean, we'll see. Right?
You gotta bring a piss up.
Unless you want me to start with that and not give you a sword sheet, I don't care. I can do whichever one you want to start with. If you want, I can start with that one issue very quickly. But I want to just go through. Right, he just lists all the cases very nicely. So I want to go through a few, and we'll get through what we can this week, and we'll do the rest next week. Okay, so. The first halacha he brings up is the following, that the Mishnah paskins and the ensuing sugya in Chasam and Beis, that if the basar of the Pesach becomes tameh, so you are not zorik the dam. And Rashi there says that even though there's a machlokes in Chazal of im ein basar yesh dam or im ein basar ein dam, meaning if the meat that's going to go on the mizbeach has become is tameh, are you allowed to do Zrika without any busser that's going to go on the Mizbeach? So Rashi says, this halacha is independent of that machlokes. Right? Meaning, by every carbon in the world, there's a machlokes, whether once the whole meat has become tameh, or you let it continue and do Zrika anyways.
As a, if Rav Kli Yisrael is Tumas Mace, can the carbon be tameh or still no?
Yeah. Okay. It's Baba Tumah, yeah. What if Gans Kli Yisrael, what if all of Kli Yisrael was, right? Yes. Oh, the one is, yes.
In that case, it could be like a screw for different.
No, but it is mutter. This is not a case of Klal Yisrael. This is not a case where it's beheter. No, let me clarify. So the Mishnah says, what happens if it's a regular case? Right, Rova Klal Yisrael is Tahor, so now you're not allowed to bring the Karban Pesach Betoma.
Right, it's a separate machlokes whether or not.
Correct, so in general, there's a machlokes when a Karban becomes Tamei, when the Basar becomes Tamei, im Ein Basar Yesh Dam, or im Ein Basar Ein Dam. Meaning, are you allowed to do Zrika without it being Nizrak on any meat? Right? Yes? So Rashi understands that the Mishnah, which says that if nitma basar pesach lozer kimer adam, right, that when the basar pesach, again, not a case of tzibur, an individual,
right,
here everyone would be modeh that you're not allowed to do zrika.
Uh-huh.
Right? Why? Because ikar pesach achil is adam kaase. Because the centrality of the meat is more central to the Pesach than the Emurim are to a regular Karban. And therefore, if no one's going to eat it, right, it's totally useless, and therefore, even if you hold a regular Karban, Zrikas Hadam is meaningful, even without Basar Ala Mizbeach. Zrikas Dam Pesach without Achila is so meaningless that everyone agrees that Ein Zorkin. Right? So it's clear that that according to Rashi, right, the way he takes it, that again, the centrality of the Achila changes the kesher between the Zrika and the consumption of the Basar. That phrase is intentional, right? Because consumption either by person or by Mizbeach, right? What we're saying is that the consumption by human beings of the Basar Pesach is even more central than the Achila's Mizbeach of normal Emurim.
Right.
Okay. Now, the Gemara then continues that Rav Gidel paskins, in the name of Rav, that if you do Zrika on the blood, the carbon is still Nisratze, and you're pater from Betzach Sheini.
If you do it anyways, you know you didn't have to.
What?
You said if you do Zrika, right?
Correct.
Even though you don't have to do Zrika?
Actually, right, but, what?
Even though according to Rashi, you don't have to?
No, you're not allowed to. But if you did it, you're not supposed to do it. But what if you did do it? Right, would you be Pater from Betzach Sheni? So Rav Gidel says, in the name of Rav, yes. But the Gemara explains that this is Talui in a Machlokes Tanaim, whether Achilles Pesachim Makva or not. Right, and if you hold Achilles Pesachim Ma'akva, then you would be Chayv in Pesach Sheni. Right? And therefore, since we paskin that way, right, what comes out of that sugya is that not only is it Ma'akev, but it's Ma'akev to the extent that it makes the dam meaningless when it's Nizrak. Right? To say not that way, you'd have to hold Achilles Pesachim not Ma'akva, meaning there are Shita and Chazal like that, but that is not the halachic Shita. Now, Zuri Silverman does note, however, that if you continue in the Gemara, you continue in the Rishonim in the Sugya, there still are two slight ways of taking it. Because the Rabbanan hold that Achilas Psachim Me'akva. So what does that mean? Right? Does that literally mean that if you don't eat it, so you can't bring, that you are going to be Chayiv in Karban Pesach, Karban in Pesach Sheni?
Could it be the carbon's not eaten in Chayiv? Not necessarily if you eat or not.
Right, so, right, or the question is, does it be Ro'i, right, L'Achila, right?
I'm not even saying Ro'i right now. Let's say it's eaten, but I don't eat it. I'm a nice, representative vegetarian.
So we'll come back to that question, eaten versus eating, right? That's what I said we're going to hold off on, right? Because that is perhaps the biggest, right, uniqueness of the Karban, and the one the Achronim love the most, right, to talk about is that one. But what exactly do the Rabbanan mean when they say that Achila Ma'akva? So Rabbi Daniel Bavli, who's one of those early commentators on the Rambam, right, argues that it literally means you have to eat it.
Is there a reason not to say it that way? Sounds like the Pharisees push reading the words.
Yes. What? Okay. Yeah, it's back and forth. This is a back and forth. So he asks, right, so Daniel Abavli's question on the Rambam was, if you hold Achilas Pesach Ma'akva, why did you count Shechita and Achilas Pesach as two different mitzvos? Right, he says, "V'hu atzman pasuk rabban nachila ma'akvav imkein haviyala shchitas ha'pesach uzrikas damon ve'achilas kulan mitzvah achas ki damor rabbanan pesach mitchilas lo bala la'achila." Right, Rav Daniel Bavli said, "I understand. If eating the pesach is the definition of the karban, and you actually have to eat it, so then shchita isn't a separate mitzvah because if you don't get to the end goal, then the whole process was meaningless." Right, so why would you count separate mitzvahs of shchita? And
you mean like the 613?
Yes, like in the minyan mitzvot. Is that understand? Right? Shouldn't lo ba mitchila el achila and achila psachem akva tell you that the mitzvah is do everything you need to do to get to the ability to eat it? Or as he says, lo yusaga tachlira mevukash bechelik echad ki lo tovi lo azvicha v'lo yatzi dechovato v'lo sagi lo pesach sheni. Right? He said, if you think achila psachem akva, then that means that there's really one goal and you should not be able to distinguish any parts of the process.
Like, you have two separate mitzvahs that are both ma'akev.
But his point is it's meaningless, right? Meaning, what is the point of shechita? Right? If you hold that you actually have to eat it, then shechita with no intention to eat or no result of it. What?
Ma'akev would be in yotze.
Okay, but why would they be said two separate mitzvahs?
Why not?
Now, again, you see from his question, right? What do you see from his question, right? The Rabbi Daniel Bavli has a very, right, intense shita of what it means, achilas psachem akva, which is that everything else becomes batel to the achila, right? That everything is just a chitimtza to the achila, right? That's his shita. Well, before we get to the Rambam, right? Rabbi Daniel Bavli shita, right? You see, right? No, wait. We could be tariqs of the Rambam, right? But Rabbi Daniel Bavli's question, right, shows you that he thinks that what achilas psachem akva means, right, shlobah betchila el achila, is that nothing is basically important in achilas in psachem except for achila, and everything else is a hechitimtza to achila and should not therefore be viewed separately. Halachically, right? Now you could be right. Obviously, you could say no. These are two related mitzvot. That in a chanami, even if it's totally separate, you could say it's separate mitzvot. In a chanami, you could come up with
really two separate ideas.
Correct. You could
just want to eat the pesach, and the mitzvot is just to eat it to offer the karban in.
Correct, and that you could easily be matarit to the Rambam. My point is, right, that Ramdil Bavli, right, is so convinced by what it means and such an expansive notion of how this expresses itself, that he can't even accept this this possibility. The problem is that it doesn't seem to be correct, because there are many Mishnayot, as I mentioned, that because of Safek, right, different cases of Safek, you have to burn the Karban Pesach, right, like Safek Toma and things like that, but we tell you you're potter from a Pesach Sheni. So for example, Chabura Sh'avad Pischa Im Eni Yodeh Iza Nishchad Rishon or Shashachdu Shneem Ke'echad V'heim Enam Ochlen Imo V'shalahen Yad L'Beis HaShevra P'turin Mimalasos Pesach Sheni. One of these complicated cases of two Chaburas, you don't know which one went first, you don't know which one you can eat from. The Alocha is that you are Pater from Pesach Sheni, which means that the pashtus in the sugya is not like Rabbi Daniel Bavli, that whatever achila means, it doesn't mean that if I don't physically eat it,
both
right? Because obviously, if you said until I eat it, I'm not yotze. And the Yerushalmi goes even farther. The Yerushalmi just says that Yotin Bezrika B'lo Achila, right? And if it weren't clear enough, the problem, the Yerushalmi there says that according to the Shita, Yotin Bezrika B'lo Achila, right?
What?
You can only eat from your Chabura, and you sent two chaburas went, right?
Oh, all right, makes sense.
Right, you're not sure which chabur you end up because of pulling out and etc.
Not their pasuk from
Mechila. No,
correct, but you have to be part of the group.
Or both of them can't do Mechila, because they don't
know which is theirs. Now, Tosfos and the Yerushalmi, right, and the Rambam seems to all hold that you don't actually need to eat it. What you need is that you need that at some point it was ro'i l'achila. Now, obviously, that's not ideal, but ideally you should eat it, right? But b'di'avad, what they prove from all these mishnayot is that as long as it had a moment at which it was theoretically edible, right, even if not practically edible, you don't bring Pesach Sheni. So
all these cases are where it's only a suffix.
A suffix created. Right, there was a suffix created.
I mean, not a suffix if it's possible for Machila, but a suffix if it's you're able to
correct,
use.
Of whether you can eat it. Okay. Correct. Right. No, not right.
Not like suffix Tuma.
Right. I mean, any case. Right. Meaning any case where right it was brought well, but you might not be a part of it. Right, and there's several cases like this. Now, Ray Silverman goes through several different places in the Yerushalmi to understand this, but he points out that Tosfos explicitly disagrees with Daniela Bavli, which means that, okay, fine, so there's a less extreme position, right? They don't actually need you to mamish eat it. But they still need it to be Roi L'Achila, right? For them, the Hagdara is, at what point could it theoretically have been eaten? Okay. Next week we'll see a few more of these cases. We'll go through a few, but like I said, the biggest difference is going to be what we'll see is how much of it has to be eaten. But we'll have to do that next week. Sorry that it was a short today, but my shiur went almost an hour and a half for the, I think the longest I had this year, and then
can't like Yaakov get you like
and then Yaakov is traumatized by those sugyas, so whatever.